Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. هيا الصلاة. حيا على الفلاح. حيا على الفلاح. الصلاة خير من النوم. الصلاة خير من النوم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
آمين. آمين. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. As-salamu alaykum, my dear brothers and sisters. Once again, Ramadan Mubarak. This is your brother Abdul Muthakir Muhammad, welcoming you to the Ummah Reflects, our podcast where we strive to help the believers to get off to a good start each morning during the month of Ramadan. We thank you for joining us and we pray that Allah will guide the words of our speakers to aid us all in our growth and development as believers in Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, we were blessed to hear from our beautiful brother, student minister Jamil Muhammad, and his powerful words with us yesterday, wherein he inspired us. He inspired us with his words to stand up, to be strong, to be beautiful Muslims, to partake of this wonderful fast. We thank Allah for our guest speaker, Brother Jamil, yesterday, and we thank Allah for our guest speaker today to take us further into our program. Once again, as our beloved brother and friend, Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad. Brother Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I want to thank Allah for blessing me with another day of life and blessing me to be on this beautiful prayer line. I enjoyed it yesterday and see the consistency of those brothers and sisters who week after week, day after day, are on the prayer line, giving out wisdom, germs of wisdom. I want to thank the staff, because it takes a little to have a good program each week and to bring knowledge and understanding, to bring knowledge and understanding that will help Muslims in their growth and development. I'd like to specialize during the time that I'm with you on it about the work, the history that made the prayer line, that made what we are as Muslims and followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's more than a notion, and I thank Allah. I thank Allah for the minister and his consistency in helping us to prepare the prayer line and to give us ideas and to give us what we need to move on as Muslims. The part that I would like to share with you today, just briefly, is how Minister Farrakhan came to New York after the tragic death of Malcolm X, and he came, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad sent him there. I remember his words that he said to me and to others that he didn't want New York. He didn't want New York, and he always thought that Malcolm was thinking, as they were Muslims growing up, that he wanted New York. It was that he didn't want anybody's job. He wanted to do the work that made the nation under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And his sincerity of bringing the Muslims together and hoping that the Muslims would understand the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in building a nation. And Allah blessed him to do just that in the city of New York. New York is a powerful city. Many people, you know, diverse in their thoughts and beliefs and so forth. And I was blessed to be one of his student ministers, which I thank Allah for, and many of the brothers and sisters who came and walked that way, and they tried. And it was not easy. It was difficult at times, but the minister gave us hope. He gave us belief. He gave us the strength to go on and to continue to build in the city of New York. And it was beautiful to see how he worked with the brothers and sisters. And of course, there's challenges, always challenges in life. But Minister Farrakhan kept the hope high and also inspired the brothers and sisters in New York. The building of our school was really a beautiful thing. He gathered brothers and sisters together, and he put them in a school. They came out of the public school, and he was able to build that school. And the school was so strong in terms of those who came to help the minister do the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. One of the writers, Charlene Hunter, I believe her name was, she worked for the New York Times, and she visited the school. And she saw the students and how clean they were and how beautiful they were. It inspired brothers and sisters, not only in the New York City, but all across America. She wrote an article, and those who will go and archive and pick the articles up. You can see what she was inspired to do with our children. The time that Muhammad Ali visited New York was really a beautiful time that students came to the windows of our school on 116th Street and Lenox Avenue, and they looked out the window. They were all up against the window looking at the brothers and sisters of Harlem as they were watching Muhammad Ali and Muslims from all over the country. This is a part of our history that will be written by others, part of our history that will show the strength of the Muslims as they built Islam in the city of New York. It was not an easy task, but Allah blessed us. And He blessed us because of the spirit of the Minister Farrakhan. They say, Akbar, you always talk about the minister because he gives me something to talk about. And that's his work in helping the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I'm happy to be on this prayer line. I wish we had many more lines we could be on across the country. Minister Farrakhan inspired other mosques. Number 6, Washington, D.C., Baltimore. He inspired the Muslims with their work to help the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the students who came forward, their parents encouraged them. They didn't go to the public school. They went to what you would call a private school. And these students were inspired by our minister. He would get up in the morning. He would go to the classroom. He would deliver what we call devotionals at the time. And it was beautiful to see it unfold. The beautiful sisters who came forward, who worked in the public school system, but they had an opportunity to use their skills and their talents to help build the Nation of Islam. Brother Minister, I must say that your inspiration in those classrooms in the morning, devotional people called them, and we were inspired by you in building that nation. When Muhammad Ali and the group came and took New York by a storm and went to the prisons, went to the schools, and we continued to build that nation. I thank my sister, Charlene, for the article that she wrote in pertaining to the Nation of Islam and its building in New York City. Thank you. May Allah bless you as we close out Ramadan these last few days. I thank the staff and the brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Akbar. Thank you, sir. Thank you for always giving us the historical perspective and putting it on. Thank you very much, and may Allah continue to bless you, sir. Well, we will now ask Sister Nisa Islam to bring on our guest speaker, Sister Nisa.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there's no God but Allah, and I bear witness Muhammad is his messenger. It really gives me great pleasure to introduce our speaker, who is a first-timer, I believe, on a Ramadan, the Ummah Reflects, and it is none other than our own Brother Arthur.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. We thank Almighty Allah for his merciful intervention in our affairs by coming to us in the person of Master Fard Muhammad, the great Mahdi and self-guided one. We thank him for his messenger Messiah, the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and certainly in this dark hour that we find ourselves in, we could never thank Allah enough for the wisdom, the guidance, the love coming to us from his divine servant in our midst today, the national representative of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Allow me to greet you all, brothers and sisters, listening on the Ummah Reflects podcast with the greeting words of peace, Ramadan Mubarak. To our dear sister, Dr. Nisa Muhammad, To our student minister, Brother Muthakar Muhammad, thank you for having me on this blessed platform during this blessed month to share some words with the Ummah. I will begin my short talk this morning by reading from the 56th surah in the 10th ayat of the Holy Quran, where it says that the foremost are the foremost. These are they who draw nigh to Allah. The foremost that this Holy Quran verse is referring to are that special group of believers that are foremost in faith, not foremost in physical stature, not foremost in finances, not foremost in oratorical skills or in outer beauty, but those who are foremost in faith. It is this foremost group, brothers and sisters, who are the ones who strive hard to be in the front lines of those racing towards Allah. It is the foremost that are distinguished by their righteousness. The foremost are preeminent in faith. They are the ones who refuse to lag behind. The foremost are the ones who vie with one another in righteousness, for when we vie or compete with one another in the proper spirit, our desire to do good deeds, our desire to commit more acts of kindness, our desire to be more forgiving and more charitable increases, because competition in the proper spirit brings the best out of the believer. And when the best comes out of us, we discover that we set the bar to our own righteousness even higher. Allah shows us through our acts of competition that we have the capacity to do more, to be greater in faith. So Allah says in the Holy Quran, Surah 11, verse 93, O my people, act according to your ability. In another translation, it says, act according to your power. My last point on vying is that when we vie to compete with one another in righteousness, there is no loser. There is no defeat. We are all winners because we have all raised the bar of our righteousness. Vying and competing in the proper spirit means that we do it for the pleasure of Allah. The foremost are the foremost. They draw nigh to Allah. They seek nearness to Allah. When we say seeking nearness to Allah, we're talking about nearness to Him in spirit, nearness to Him in coloring, and nearness in His attributes. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says, it is these foremost people who will be the mukarabun, which is translated into the nearness or the nearest to God. Nearness to Allah is the ultimate goal of every sincere believer. Nearness, of course, is not physical nearness, the minister says, but nearness in rank. To be near God is to be close to God, to have a strong relationship with Him, to be always connected to God, to be from those constantly communicating with God, for whom God is never far away in their thoughts. The minister closes out this statement by saying these are the different aspects of nearness to God possible for a human being. So as we prepare to close this short talk this morning, I would like to just touch on what it means to be drawn to Allah. The word drawn means to be pulled or attracted to by way of an outside force. The thing that is being drawn is not the superior power. The one or the force that is doing the drawing has the real magnetic power to attract. And this is why in our prayer we don't say, surely I have turned myself to thee, O Allah. We say, no, surely I am being turned to thee, O Allah, striving to be upright towards him who originated the heavens and the earth. Why? Because nothing turns on its own volition, teaches the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. There's always a power present. There's always a force present that turns a thing. For instance, the force that turns our planet is the sun. And our planet turns or rotates at the terrific speed of 1,037 and one-third miles per hour. So when we see a believer who is foremost in faith, who is mindful of their duty to their Lord, who excels others in voluntary gifts, who excels in acts of kindness, just know that they did not arrive at that exalted state by their own power. Just know that they did not arrive at that place from their own determination. Know that that rarefied rank and that preeminent position of being among the foremost in faith is due to Allah's magnetic divine powers drawing us closer to him. This is a mercy from our Lord, turning us in his direction. So let us seek nearness to Allah, believers. Let us pray for nearness, believers. May this Ramadan propel us to be among the foremost in faith. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Arthur. Ramadan Kareem. Thank you, my brother, for your words, and I'm thanking you and all those believers there in New York and the wonderful work that you all are doing there in New York. May Allah continue to bless you all. All praises are due to Allah. We will now have the Umar report, which today will be given by our beloved sister Nisa Islam Muhammad. Sister Nisa.
Assalamu alaikum. Today's Umar report comes from Face to Face Africa, Nigeria. 11 Muslims arrested for eating during the Ramadan fast. 11 Muslims in the Nigerian state of Kano were arrested by the Islamic police for not observing the Ramadan fast as they were spotted eating food. Besides secular law, Kano, whose population is largely Muslim, practices Islamic law, which is also known as Sharia. According to the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, eateries and markets are usually monitored by the Islamic police during the annual Ramadan fasting season. The individuals arrested by the state's Islamic police, also known as Hizbah, included 10 men and a woman. They were eventually released after they swore an oath to observe the rules of the fast. Quote, "We got 11 persons on Tuesday, including a lady selling groundnuts who was seen eating from her wares, and some persons alerted us," quote, Hizbah spokesman Lawal Fage told the news outlet. The other 10 were men and were arrested across the city, especially close to markets where a lot of activities happen. He said the individuals arrested were released after they vowed to observe Ramadan, adding that, quote, "For some of them, we had to see their relatives or guardians in order to have family monitor them," quote. Fage also said they would stop conducting the search operation during Ramadan, though Fage said they would not stop conducting the search operations during Ramadan, though non-Muslims won't be arrested. Quote, "We don't arrest non-Muslims because this doesn't concern them, and the only time they could be guilty of a crime is when we find out they cook and sell food to Muslims that are supposed to be fasting," he stated. Following Nigeria's return to democracy over 20 years ago, Kano and other predominantly Muslim states in the country's north restored a harsh version of Sharia law. Muslims around the world over observe the holy month of Ramadan every year. They fast, give alms, and pray to strengthen their faith. It is compulsory for all able-bodied Muslims to fast. Each region has its own culture and history deeply rooted in the observance of Ramadan. Ramadan is observed yearly during the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar, and it occurs within 30 days after the sighting of the new moon, which marks the month the Holy Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in AD 610. Although the basis for the observance of Ramadan around the world is the same, every region has its unique way of observing the holy month. This year's Ramadan in Nigeria started on Monday, March 11th. The fast is expected to end on April 9th. That's it for the Humor Report.
Thank you, Sister Nisa, for the Humor Report. Wow. All praises are due to Allah. Let us go to now, Sister Majida Muhammad, who will give us the fast facts, Sister Majida.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I bear witness there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger. The fast fact of today is make the Quran your best friend. What is a best friend? Your best friend is someone who is always there for you. Someone who is honest, caring, humorous, understands you, is kind, generous. Someone you can trust, of course. Is consistent and gives you encouragement. Many of us have friends we consider our best. Think of who is on your list. My question this morning is the Quran on that list? Is the Quran your best friend? It meets all the criteria I just listed. The Quran is always there for you, regardless of what happens. Literally, regardless of what you do, good, bad, mess up, mix up, and everything in between, God's word is right there for you every step of the way. The book of Allah is honest, caring, humorous, kind, and generous. You will not find a better book or a better friend. You can trust the Quran. Every word in it, it literally says there is no doubt in it. The book is consistent and it hasn't changed in over 1400 years. Lastly, when you want encouragement, the Holy Quran is there where you should turn. What better friend will tell you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O you who believe, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Holy Quran 2:153. We need friends that will tell us, and whoever holds firmly to Allah has indeed been guided to a straight path. Holy Quran 3:101. Consider sacrificing some time each day to spend with the Quran. Read it with our hearts. Work to adapt the notable characteristics it addresses. By doing this, we may think twice before we tell a lie, attempt to cheat on an exam, or shortchange a brother in business. Strive to become better because of our companionship with the Quran. If you read the Quran with only your tongue, you will find repetition. But if you read it with your heart, you will find depth and wisdom. Just as novels take us away into enchanted lands and make our imagination soar, the Quran too can and will do this and so much more. The benefits of reading the Quran are numerous, and the pleasure one gets from doing such a simple task is incredible. Make a sincere effort to create a close relationship with the Quran. Start taking it with you to school, to work, or even on the bus. If you make time for the Quran, just as you make time for work, family, and friends, you will see abundant blessings coming your way. The Quran will become your friend too. We are the Quran, our neighbors, We are the Quran our neighbors, friends, family, and others are reading. What in the world are you saying? I'm not the Quran anyone is reading, you may think, but what I want you to think again. For some people, you are the closest they will ever get to reading Allah's words. They see you as a Muslim. The media says one thing about Islam, but we are living, breathing proof of Allah's words. We may only know one verse, one surah, and our recitation may not even be that good. But Allah chooses whom He pleases to reflect His will. Strive for excellent character in all we do. The Quran is a healing word. It's so much more than a book to be recited. It is meant to enter the hearts of the people. We may be the closest some people get to reading the Quran. Strive to show the best the book Allah has to offer. Strive to become a walking Quran so more around you know this best friend is full of the beauty and magnificence of Allah's word. That's our fast fact. Make the Quran your best friend. Thank you for listening. And remember, Islam is not the problem. Islam is the answer. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Majida. Thank you for the fast fact. All right, brothers and sisters, our reading for today. We're on the 12th day of fasting, and the 12th day of reading starts with chapter 11, verse 6, through chapter 12, verse 52. Surah 11, ayat 6, through Surah 12, ayat 52. And we are, as we begin to close our program, we will ask our brother once again, will he bless us by closing us, Brother Abdul Shaheed Muhammad, Brother Shaheed.
As-salamu alaykum and Ramadan Mubarak. Dear Muslims, Al-Fatiha. Qul a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم O Allah, I seek thy refuge from anxiety and grief, and I seek thy refuge from lack of strength and laziness, and I seek thy refuge from cowardice and niggardliness, and I seek thy refuge from being overpowered by debt and the oppression of men. O Allah, suffice thou me with what is lawful, to keep me away from what is prohibited, and with thy grace, make me free from want of what is besides thee. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you, Brother Shaheed, for your prayers with us this morning. As we close, brothers and sisters, on behalf of our guest speaker, student minister Arthur Muhammad, and his family, we thank you, Student Minister Arthur, and the believers there in New York, and all the wonderful work you are doing to spread this mighty word of Islam. May Allah continue to bless you and the community there. On behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his family, and we thank you, dear Minister, thank you for all that you have done and are doing in spreading this mighty word of Islam throughout this nation and the world. On behalf of the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam and their families, and we thank Allah for each and every one of you who are aiding and assisting the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in spreading this word of Islam. May Allah continue to bless you all. On behalf of the ministers and imams throughout this country and their families that are spreading this word of Islam, I say to you, ministers and imams, today, teach hard, ministers, teach hard. On behalf of my co-host, Brother Akbar, Sister Nisa, Brother Jamil, Sister Majida, and Brother Shaheen, and on behalf of each and every one of you who take time to be with us, let me leave you as I came to you with the greeting words of peace. Inshallah, we'll be talking again tomorrow. As-salamu alaykum.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
Glory be to Allah, all praise to Allah. There is no God but Allah, Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar,
ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Glory be to Allah.
Glory be to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
There is no God but Allah.
Allah is great.
All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great. Subhanallah.
Thank you.